This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Iranian-linked media outlets have claimed that missiles were fired towards the vicinity of Israel's Dimona and Negev Nuclear Research Center. The reports say the attacks were in response to earlier U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear sites in Bushehr and Natanz. Israeli officials have not confirmed any major damage at nuclear-related sites, though authorities have reported extensive air defense activity. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said that it is aware of reports of an incident in the city of Dimona in Israel involving a missile impact and has not received any indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. The IAEA added that information from regional states indicates that no abnormal radiation levels have been detected. In the UAE, authorities in Ras Al Khaimah confirmed that air defenses successfully intercepted incoming threats. In a statement, officials said the sounds heard in some areas of the emirate are the result of successful aerial interceptions. The interceptions follow days of Iranian missile and drone launches toward the UAE, most of which have been shot down by Emirati defense systems. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps had previously threatened to strike Ras Al Khaimah, warning residents to immediately evacuate. The IRGC said the city was being targeted on the grounds that it had been used to launch attacks against Iranian islands. Saudi Arabia has notified the military attaché at the Iran's embassy and the three members of the mission staff to leave the kingdom within 24 hours. Saudi Arabia has also condemned the Iranian aggressions against the kingdom, the Gulf Cooperation Council GCC states, and a number of Arab and Islamic countries. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens, and others run by state or local bodies. In this regard, Secretary, Ministry for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Neeraj Mittal, has written to chief secretaries of all states and UTs saying that this allocation will be applicable from tomorrow. The government has assured citizens that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG, urging people not to panic as it strengthens response measures amid tensions in West Asia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said modern warfare now goes beyond borders, with national security covering economic, digital, energy and food sectors. Addressing an event yesterday, Mr. Singh stressed the need for a strong military backed by alert and prepared citizens, noting that conflicts today also involve cyber, space and information warfare.
In today's warfare, countries are weakened through economic warfare. Through cyber warfare, entire systems can be affected. In the space domain as well, competition and security have become major issues. Most importantly, today is the era of information warfare, where controlling the narrative has become an important part of warfare.
Warfare ka important part ban chuka.
The government has modified the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme, MCGS, to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME manufacturers and exporters in line with Budget 2025-26. The scheme provides 60% guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited to member lending institutions for credit facility up to 100 crore rupees, sanctioned to eligible MSMEs under MCGS MSME for purchase of equipment and machinery. In squash, India's Veer Chautrani defeated Malaysia's Sanjeev Jiva 3-1 to book his place in the men's singles final of Indian Open in Mumbai. With this, Veer Chautrani will face Abhay Singh in an All India final clash today. Earlier, Abhay Singh stormed into the final, beating Malaysia's Amishen Raj Chandran 3-1 in the semi-final. In women's singles, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh defeated compatriot Tanvi Khanna 3-1 to reach the women's singles final. She will now face second seed Egyptian player Hannah Mortaz in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.